We're concerned because the water's very dirty.
Nice play.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid calls. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6.
No.
I'm back. Hi, Wolfman. Just in time. Yay. Wolfman.
What's up? What the hell's going on there?
Hey, stupid motherfucker. How are you?
Man, you sound like you're getting back to speak there, brother. Glad to hear.
Oh, yeah, man. I feel good, man. I feel great.
I think good shit. It's always a nice feeling, man. It's always good. You know, evacuate occasionally.
I got the juice. Look, man, I got the juice now, yo.
There you go. That's some good stuff, man. That is good stuff. I'm glad you let me try that. That stuff really works, man.
I had a dream, man. I was chasing Tupac Shakur, and we got to the top of a building, and he was going to fall over, and I felt bad, and I went to, you know, save him from falling off the top of the building, you know, and he was hanging on to me, but he couldn't hang on, and he fell down, yeah, and he died, he fell on the street, and then this guy came up to me and said, wow, Carlito, damn, man, you got the juice now, man, I was like, wow, I got the juice, and then I woke up, and then I had like 30 minutes to set up for the show, so that literally just happened 30 minutes ago. It was awesome. Tupac, man.
You got the juice now, man.
That's what he told me. He said, damn, Carlito, damn, you got the juice now, bro. Like, that's what he said. Whatever that means. We need a dream interpretation.
Nice, man. You got the rag tied on your head, too, man. And you're shaving on the front half of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, baby. I like it. Hey man, there you go. If you want to see the reincarnation, you gotta get over there to madhousemanlive.com. It's on the video feed right now. There's the Armada. Check him out, brother.
Look at my beard, my November beard that I'm growing for.
Look at that bling, baby.
Prostate cancer, Milkman, do you have facial hair? You don't have facial hair, do you? You got like a wispy Asian mustache.
Man, I shave my cho-cha as often as I can, man. I like my cho-cha rather bare, you know.
The only facial hair that looks good on Asians, not to sound ignorant, but I think it's just the Fu Manchu is the only facial hair look that looks good on Asians. So other than that, it's always too thin. You know what I mean? It looks like a 10-year-old Puerto Rican. Asians don't grow
that's terrible.
I'm not trying to be terrible. I'm just saying Asians don't grow good facial hair. Unless you're like super old Chinese and you can
grow 10-year-old Puerto Rican, man. That's terrible, bro.
they got mustaches when they're 10. I didn't get that gene.
Yeah.
My little boy didn't. Yeah, I have a cousin and he like, dude, he was still in middle school and he fucking had a fucking mustache. Like, dude, what the fuck? He was in the 7th grade, 8th grade, he already had fucking a mustache, and there was this one cat.
That shit.
There was this one cat, Robert Premer. He was fucking tall as fuck. He looked like a fucking Viking or something. And he was in the 6th grade, and he already had
funny
like a
as
beard
shit.
Going. Yeah, funny as shit, Milkman. Thank you.
6th grade, huh? Well, let's see. My boy, when I was there in St. Croix, he was, what, 10? He was about 12. Well, hell, he didn't have no mustache, did he? I don't think he even got fuzz on himself until probably like close to 12, because hell, he'd run around the beach naked and stuff. You know how kids are, man. You know, fucking running around naked and shit.
Their little penises.
I don't know. That's why I was laughing when you said a Puerto Rican 10-year-old mustache, dude. That's about like a bare lip.
Running around with their little penises flopping. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like in that movie, the book.
Oh, you know how kids are, dude. You never been to the islands?
I don't care.
You never been to the islands where there's nobody else on the fucking beach, and you just like these little kids are fucking laughing. They just throw their drawers off and take off running. I just sit there and laugh.
Lord of the Flies, Milkman, the movie adaptation. No, I
it's so bad
I
down there.
I have
nobody around. Even my uncle came down as well, and he brought his girlfriend, and they were down there parading around with no clothes on because the beach was so empty, man.
I haven't been to the islands to see little children, little boys. All right, Milkman, I've never done that trip.
Okay. Apparently, you never had raised any children in your life, but I have. So, anyway, my boy, he was running around as a 10-year-old, and he certainly didn't have a mustache. So I don't know, man. You guys must be using growth hormones or some shit over there.
I don't know. The milk? I don't know. You're the milkman. Stupid asshole.
I don't know, dude. He was drinking plenty of milk, but like I said, he's just a little kid, so he was, I don't know.
What?
Anyway, don't shave your 10-year-old Puerto Rican kid. That's my advice.
There's a 4-family yard sale in and outside going on this weekend. Let's give them a call. It starts tomorrow. Let's give them a call and see if they got some good shit, Milkman,
All right, man. Tell them to get a microwave ready.
All right. Quiet. Shut up.
Hello?
Hey, you're having a yard sale there?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have some good stuff. Where you got? Where are you going to have? You have any?
Do I have any what?
Do you have any animals there? Like pets?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you have pets or are you not selling any?
I have a dog, but I'm not selling him.
Oh, that's good. Good. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So what do you got? You got clothes? You got any good stuff? You got any electronics? Hello?
We have clothing. I have an uncle that's bringing some things. I'm not sure what he's bringing. I have a washing machine for sale. I have a twin mattress set.
Is this a foreclosure yard sale?
No.
Not foreclosing your house because you're selling all the appliances. That's usually what that means.
No, we're not selling all the appliances, no.
Oh, okay. You're going to keep the dryer also?
We've already sold the dryer.
Oh, man. All right. Is it a gas washing machine or an electric?
No, it's electric.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. It plugs right into the wall. 3-phase power goes in the wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And clothing, and that's it. So washer and dryer. Did you ride the washing machine ever?
I'm sorry, did I what?
Did you ever ride it?
Did I ever ride it?
Yeah.
Well, if I did, I probably wouldn't want to share that with you.
Oh, okay. Because I know, like, older women, they like to do that sometimes. The menopause thing, it helps out. And it helps out with cramps if you're not that old. Are you postmenopausal, or you still haven't gone through that yet?
And why would that be any of your business?
Well, it's because I need to know what's been in this washing machine,
Really?
Of course.
Well, if that is your concern, you probably don't want to buy it.
I'll give you, money. And you're not going to know it's me when I come tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Or I might look at you and ask you about riding the washing machine and wink at you, And I go,
do you know what? If you give me money for it, I really don't care.
Will you ride?
Okay?
What if I give you
and
money?
And you can just wonder what's been washed in it.
And what's,
who knows?
How many times
Maybe we had an orgy on the bedroom sheets and washed those in it.
Oh,
okay?
That's awesome.
And you can guess how many people were there.
Oh. Delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I get it? Do you have another washer already? I'm guessing.
That's not any of your business either.
Well, because you can bypass the hose that drains it and maybe collect that for me in some tubs, and I'll buy your dirty water, you know?
You want my dirty underwear? Because I'll sell you that.
Put dirty underwear in the washer, but don't put any soap in it. Just run it with water and then
smell. Yeah, so you can smell it and lick it if you want to, okay?
I'll drink it at the gym while I watch girls, and I'll drink it at the gym. Yeah.
Yeah, you can even have my dirty maxi pads, okay?
All right.
Ooh, doesn't that turn you on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nice trash bag full of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll save them for you.
All right, cool.
I use tampons.
All right.
All that good stuff.
All right. I'll come in tomorrow. I'll be there in the morning. What time are you
opening
up?
Please do. 8:00 sharp.
Okay. I'll be there right.
You can, baby. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go to the diner first and get like some French toast, and I'll come in a little later in the morning.
Oh, no. You be there first thing. Okay. I want you to be our first customer.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Great. All right. See you soon.
Bye, honey. I love you. All right. She was taking that well, Milkman. I don't know. I kept waiting for her to tell me she's going to shoot me in the dick.
Bye, Maxie. See you, Minnie. Yeah. Jeez.
She sounded like the guy that, the girl that said she was going to shoot Jin in the dick. She sounded just like
her. She sounded like one of them women who kicked your ass, dude. I know some of them girls, them corn-fed girls from back east, man. I know some of them country girls. They will kick your ass. She sounded like one of them, dude, boy.
She's like,
you better be careful.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah.
She'll stitch your fucking dick to your leg, too, boy. So don't fall asleep in front of one of them.
Shit, damn it. All right.
So, you ever wake up with your dick stitched to your leg?
No. Stitched to your leg? I've had it stapled.
I haven't either. Nope.
I've had my ball stapled to my
leg. I haven't either, but I know somebody that did, man, and they weren't pleased, and it was at the ends of pissing off one of these crazies like you just heard on the phone about 5 minutes ago. So, kids, beware. You've been warned by the madhouse.
Well, was he drunk or something, Milkman?
He was running his dick liquor and, you know, pissed her off and got her all pissed off. Next thing you know, shit was, you know, stitched to his leg, man, you know.
Oh, I'm just thinking, how do you live through that?
I don't know. All I know is it was painful.
What did she stitch it with? With needle and thread or what?
Hello?
I don't know, dude.
Hey, what's going on? You have a television machine?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I see that you have a television machine.
I think you got the wrong phone number.
Then you have something for sale, a television machine?
Oh, a TV.
Yeah, a TV machine.
Oh, you know what? No, we actually decided not to sell it. I'm sorry, buddy.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Fucking shit. Hey, do you have a washing machine, maybe?
No.
Oh, well, I was looking.
Not for sale.
Oh, do you have, well, Rachel put this on, right? Rachel put it up?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Fucking sounds like talk.
Hello?
Hey, big Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Who is this?
Oh, that's good. This is Eddie, and I was seeing that you had a television machine, TV machine, for sale.
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross.
Do I know you?
Well, you have posted a TV machine for sale.
Yeah, and my boyfriend, he talked me out of not selling it
because
I don't like it, and he loves it.
How many times have you ridden it?
It's on several sites, and I took it off of the ones I found it on. I've already taken it off.
All right, shut up about that. Do you ride your washing machine ever?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever ridden your washing machine?
No, I did a couple of months ago. I was giving away a washing machine, but that's been, probably.
Did you ride
it? 6 months ago.
Did you ride it before you got on it? Before you got rid of it? Did you ride it?
Did I ride it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, ride it?
Like, you kind of sit down on top of it with your legs kind of spread a little bit.
Listen, hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the cops right now and give
Why? Why? I called about the TV. Don't be an asshole. Why?
You're talking about riding my washing machine.
I'm just making conversation.
You're sexually harassing me.
No, I'm just making conversation.
No, that is sexual harassment. You don't ask me something like that.
That's a gray area. I was just curious before you sold the washing machine if, you know, you rode it. Okay, milkman, that's sexual harassment. Shit. All right.
Just wanted to know if she tested out the power again. In this, that's all, honey. I said, sure, I'm yeah. And I said, about that kind of stuff.
I love those, that question. Have you ever ridden it? That's fucking horrible. All right, someone's got a spare tire rack off a GMC Jimmy machine. Let's give them a call. Keeping a lookout for Mr. Lonesome Loser. Not get sure if he'll show up tonight.
Off balance.
Hey, Milkman, I was talking about Lonesome Loser. I'm hoping he shows up tonight, all right? I was saying that.
He's not there? Oh, the Lonesome, the Loser. Not everybody holds your fist high, man, because that's our brother.
And then put it in
he'll
your
be
ass.
Here. He's at the moment. He will show up as soon as he's available.
I put my face right in Lonesome Loser's
face. Lady, they're hooked up here, man.
I put my fist right in Lonesome Loser's face if he was here right now. In his face. I'd wave it in his face. I'd say, smell it. Smell it. I'd be like, you want this, Lonesome? Smell it. Smell my fist.
Think this?
Hi, I'm gonna...
Whatever. Okay. We also have
is
requests
that
for
Prince. Call back. Is that what you just called back? Is that Maxie? Could you call her back?
No. I don't want to call her back, Milkman. She's going to call the police. Yeah. I have requested pranks also that I can look at. That have been coming
in. You got to call her back. So, dude, cause she was a beast. Okay.
Good,
she was ready to cooperate.
Whatever you say. November 5th.
She was ready to cooperate, dude. She was on the stage. Dude, that's dedication.
We got a request a prank here for to call a Sandra and trick her about free stuff. That's not much to go with. Trick her about free stuff. Okay.
Trick her about free stuff. Okay. Oh, well, tell her we can get a free case there if you'd like, honey.
A free ride. I'll tell her a free ride. Okay.
There you go. Free ride on the spin cycle. That's right on. Unbalanced load too, baby.
Unbalanced load.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Milkman, there's an audio clip I made of you making a really weird noise, dude. It's really funny.
Was I making noise?
You were going
make a lot of fucking noise.
You were going like ooh, something like that.
And I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record.
I'll shake my fist in her face. We'll try Sandra.
Yeah, steak fist, baby.
Yeah.
Now, what is the clip? What did you make me say, man?
You were going, ooh, like that at the beginning of a show. Oh. I don't know why. You're just making a weird
okay,
noise.
Yeah. That's what me making noises. Ooh. Yeah, I know. I guess some of them are bound to get recorded. Add them to my collection. There's a big collection.
It was good.
Anybody would bother to go to the record. There's some amazing noises I've been making.
I
do really make them in person. It's just I actually share them with people on the show occasionally.
I don't think that broad's going to answer Milkman, so I'm just going to move on. Okay, buddy?
Maxie, we're going to call you later, honey. We'll see how dedicated you are to the show. If you got a box full by then maybe you're worthy.
Her dirty underwear. She kept emphasizing dirty underwear.
She was a weird, yeah. And then she started talking about the pads and then tampons. And she was like, damn, girl. I was like, wow. She get a bonus with this one, right? She's a collector.
Yeah. There's a gold and silver pawn that's been sent in. And we're told to ask about Battletoads. That joke's been done over and over again. Stupid 4chan joke. Call and ask about Battletoads. I don't know. Do I have to? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
That is so 16. It's funny, man.
I agree, Milkman. Listening to a little listening to a little bit of Lemongrass from MF Doom from the Special Herbs Volume 3 and 4. If anybody's wondering, which are
special
probably
herbs. That's right. You sick spices, special.
Milkman, have you eaten any marijuana stuff lately? Last time you were on, you kept talking about you were going to eat a big marijuana brownie. You were excited about it. Did you eat? Have you had any edibles?
I did that. I ate that. What was it? The fucking double? What was it? Fucking double? It's some kind of double devil chocolate devil cake or cookie. The motherfucker was strong as shit. I ate that, and then I ate like the Rice Krispies. Then I had a bunch of these like caramels I'd saved up. And I had a nice big ass fat ass thing of Kush, and I had probably about a half gram of Waxapin. That's when I went and seen Bad Company, dude.
Wax.
Yes. It's hash oil that is congealed into a wax form.
What do you?
And
do?
It turns straight to vapor. You burn it or anything, it just goes straight to vapor.
Very nice. So you vaporize that.
Very nice. It's smokeless. Yeah, dude, it's smokeless, man. Nobody bothers you at all, dude. I mean, you could be standing in front of somebody, you know, it's like, but oh boy, is it good stuff. Yeah, when you come over, dude, you know, we'll get you hooked up, man, because I don't want you to do without.
I'm going to do some of that wax. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw.
Dude, never heard of dabbing, seriously?
Yeah, I saw a documentary. There's a particular town that it's really big in. I think it's Colorado. Denver.
Oh, it's called Berkeley.
Oh, but I think in Denver, maybe Seattle. It might have been Seattle. The dabbing, they said, you know, dabbing is way overtaken just smoking pot anymore. I think
it's so
I don't know
better,
what's
dude. It's pure, man. I mean, it's like better. It's like a pot. Like if you smoke it, dude, it's like horrible, man. I mean, compared to dabbing, because dabbing is just like you get the actual aroma. What you smell is exactly what you get. You know, when you light up, you know, you light up that shit. That what you smell is not what you get when you're, you know, when you're inhaling it. What you're inhaling is you're some burn up nasty shit with that nice smell mixed into it. But okay. That's not what you get when you dab. You get only the chemical component part of it, just the active component. You don't burn any plant material, which doesn't release any resins or oils, which are the actual bad parts of what you don't want in your smoke.
Okay.
You don't want smoke. You don't want combusted product. Vaporized tea, that's good. But if you start catching shit, that's not good.
Hey! I'm sorry. Well, I'm gonna interrupt you, but I found it. You want to hear it again? Hang on, listen.
Oh, hey!
You're like, oh.
What did I say after that? There had to be more after that. Well.
Hey.
I relax.
Hey, girlfriend.
I relax. That's all you said. Hey, girlfriend. But the funny part was.
Girlfriend. All right. Okay.
What the hell were you thinking?
No way. I wasn't.
Why would you make a voice like that, Milkman? What the fuck is that? God. Just imagining you in a fucking peep show or something in some dirty theater. God. All right. Well, here's a number that came in.
Oh, hell, dude. How bad are you? When I was young, dude, back in college, they didn't have, you know, you had to go to one of them stupid-ass things, you know, because they didn't have... They were just coming out with VHS back in those days. Back then, you still had, like, films and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. But you watch a good classic porno on a reel-to-reel with the big hairy bush?
It's wonderful. Totally for all you young people. But back in the days, when I was young, you only had fucking magazines.
All right. Retarded asshole sends in a number in the United Kingdom for, what is it? This guy's seeking a slap bassist. Milkman, what's a slap bassist? You just slap the bass guitar, you slap it around. Like,
oh, slap bassist. Yeah, okay, that's where you hit it with, like, with your thumb. That's kind of like what you hear more like the urban beat. Instead of, you know, like they kind of like rhythmically hit it with their thumb.
Like what's in a
it's
porno.
It's called slap bass tech.
Like what's in a porno.
Kind of like what you hear on funk. It's like funk, kind of like funk kind of guitar, you know, like funk bass. You know, real fast and snappy. That's what you'd use. You'd use slap bass.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Well, he's looking for one of those guys, and he posted his
plays with his thumb. He plays with his thumb. So, you know, tell him that you've had your thumb sawed off, Mira, but you can use your pinky. You got one pinky left.
What I'm telling you is that he's looking for a slap.
And where your thumb is.
He's looking for the slap basis.
Sound, right? Kind of like Celotone.
Hi, this is...
It's fucking 25 cents a minute. Shove it up your ass, whoever sent that in. Retarded asshole who sent that in. It's a cell phone in the UK.
Trying to talk.
What do you think I'm made of? Shit and gold?
I'll do those till the end of the show, right? When the funds are dwindling anyway.
We got a Thomas who is this guy's uncle. He's extremely gullible, very funny. When mad, he'll have fun. He'll believe this, almost anything.
Before I forget, it reminded me of something, dude. While we was away... I don't know if I got to tell you. I think I texted you while, you know, you was away and I was away there for a couple of days, there a couple of weeks. Dude, I had a customer from Manchester in my car, man. I started talking to him and I asked if they'd heard about that pub.
You heard about the Bull's Head?
And they said, which?
The Bull's Head?
They are a superstar going to church on Sunday night and Sunday morning going to church. They go to church on Cotton Street.
What the fuck? What is he talking about? What message is that? What is
some
that?
Some street.
It's like a strip club.
I have no idea. Some street.
They are a superstar going to the church on Sunday night. And Sunday morning going to church.
Going to church on Sunday night and morning. JR the superstar.
That's what he said. Stupid asshole. Asshole leaving asshole message for us to listen to.
Who is JR the superstar? Going to the
to
church
send your
on
message,
Saturday
press
and Sunday.
Press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To
going
to church on Sunday night and morning. JR the superstar.
That's what he said. Stupid asshole. Asshole leaving asshole message for us to listen to.
Who is JR the superstar?
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message sent, thank you for calling.
That's really
goodbye.
That's poor quality. Delete me, man. Oh, it's deleted.
Okay.
Hey, how was that? Was that one of the people? Was that something they call back the number?
He's like some kind of club promoter or something. I don't know. It sounded like it. Yo, what's up? I'll be at the strip club. Or he just leaves his full schedule on his voicemail. Every day he updates it. He goes through his day planner book and just reads it off. This is today's update, yo. Tonight I'm gonna be at the club.
Okay, so he's got audio tweet basically then. Isn't that what that amounts to?
I guess so. Here's a number for Matt, who works at a Mazda dealership. I don't know if this is the number at the dealership, which means they'll be closed, I would expect. But let's find out.
They're clothed. I've never been to a dealership that was mostly nude. I mean, they've ever always been clothed, as I remember.
Closed, asshole.
Yeah, closed. They're enclosed.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing? I see you got some Mazdas for sale.
Yeah.
All right, good. What time do you work? Because I wanted to get with you.
Cool. Who is this?
This is Eddie.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, good. I want, like, two cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How you been? We talked a while ago. I came in, and you showed me some car machines, and I said I was going to get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I remember I just came from golfing and stuff. How's your golf game going?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Yeah, we were talking about golf and everything, motherfucker. All right. So, Mazdas, you got those, the current model, you got the 14s yet? 2014?
I do.
All right, motherfucker. Yeah. All right, motherfucker. Asshole. Yeah, asshole motherfucking shit. Fucking liar. You're a fucking liar because I never seen you before. I never talked to you. That was a test. I was going to come in, but I've never been there before. But I decided to do an honesty test. You'll do anything for sale. If you lied about me having come in before and knowing who I was and remembering me, you'll lie about the car.
Okay.
You're very dishonest, Mazda car dealer.
No, actually,
salesman.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, you are. Because I just gave you an honest
attack. That actually threw me off when you said said golf because I don't golf.
My name, I said my name is Eddie. You're like, oh, yeah, I know you. I know you. Oh, yeah, Michael. I bet you don't even play golf. Yeah, you monkey.
Well, I don't, but, you know.
You see,
why would you call somebody and just play games, though? This is a professional thing.
It was an honesty test.
And I do set people up straight. But also, I talk to about 50 people a day.
Yeah.
Literally, I talk to about 50 people a day.
But why didn't you tell me that? Why did you say, oh, yeah, I remember you? Why did you say, well, I talked to about 50 people a day,
sir? Because it's being polite.
No, it's called being polite. It's a lie.
But, you know, that's fine. If you don't want to come see me, that's fine.
Lie.
Because I don't like people that play games.
Liar.
And this is pretty ridiculous.
Liar. Liar. Pants on fire.
Liar of what?
Liar.
You haven't even come to see me. Liar of what?
You failed the honesty test because I gave you a little morsel and you ran with it.
Did somebody refer you?
Yes, and you'll lie to me about the car. It'll be a junk
lemon. No, I wouldn't.
Piece of
There's
shit.
No, okay, well, that's your opinion. And, okay. And yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Busted.
I'm
big
sorry.
Time.
No, seriously, dude.
I'm Bob Morton with the News Solvers, and we're doing a piece on lying dealerships, and we got you. So I'm going to come in. Do you work tomorrow? I wanted to get you to sign the release. Hello?
Yep.
Oh, shit, he was there. I thought he hung up and I disconnected it. Milkman, we caught him in a big lie.
Call it right back and say, how dare you hang up on us? Make him.
Fuck.
Get him, Bob. Get him, Bob.
That was funny. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I know you. I know you. My sack of shit. Hey.
Yes, anything you want to add?
Why did you hang up?
No, actually, you hung up.
How dare you hang up on me? I've got that on audio that you hung up. Listen, I'm going to come by.
No,
so
actually,
can...
I didn't hang up. Listen, you hung up on me.
That's...
And this is harassment, so I am contacting the police.
It's not harassment.
So, thank you. And this time I am hanging up.
I know the rules.
Thank you.
I'm going to come by for you to sign the release form. All right. Now he's this time. That time he hung up, Milkman. That was that. That was the monster thing. That worked out?
Darn.
Big time liar. that was Crispy who sent that in. Hopefully Crispy gets the chance to hear that. All right. Got him big time.
How's
all
your
right.
golf game? That was pretty good maneuver.
All right, let's take a look at what Big Ken has sent in here, goddammit. Big Ken with a prank request. They are looking for a roommate. $750, no drugs or smoking. Milkman, but you can vaporize, I bet, right? We'll ask about that. And, well, that means
that's
drugs.
Right. Yeah. Vaporizing and smoking are different. That is true.
And it's in California.
100%.
So it's not a drug in California. So, all right. Cool.
Well, it doesn't say it's not a drug, but it's not smoking, because smoking is fucking disgusting, dude. It stinks. It gets all over, and then you can vapor, dude. You don't even know it's there, man. It's gone. Like, you can barely smell the vapor when it's there. Smoke after you're done smoke, you can still smell it, dude. You can walk in somewhere and, oh, you reek. And that shit's bad. That's in the plant here. That's where the carcinogen is at, in the combustion of the plant material.
Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Oh,
have a good
yeah.
day.
Hey, baby.
Milkman, I got mad because the fucking Angry Asiatics had a great call and it wasn't me that did it. You know the Angry Asiatics, those black Farrakhan guys? The black Muslims we've called a few times?
Yeah.
They were fucking hilarious.
What, our number's still going around?
No. I gave it to Ken. Ken was like, hey, kid, you got, I was like, yeah, sure, call them. Cause they never answer for me. You know, they haven't answered in over a year. Like, I call and it's a woman, a white woman. And she's like, you ain't talking to nobody, and just hangs up and they don't even answer for me. But they saw a different phone number, I guess, when, Sloth and what's his face, Jayad were doing a show, last Friday night, and they talked to them, dude, normal fashion with those guys over an hour, and it was like, it was funny. They haven't changed. You know, they talk about, you know, Christianity and all this crazy shit. They got all these
black supremacy and all that shit.
Black supremacy, yeah. They kept calling them devils, and he kept calling all the white guys monkey. He hated, I think Ken, he like, well, yeah, Laugh Track Matt came on and he was racist guy. As usual, Ice Goose.
How's Matt doing these days?
Well, Matt got banned from the Madhouse chat last night, apparently, because he's being, reported.
Matt.
He got reported that he was, being extra angry, I guess, or something, and they're saying, well, basically, I don't have control over the chat room, and I can make a recommendation, but I'm not the justice system for the Madhouse chat. I'm a monarch figure, you know what I mean? I'm like the Queen of England, but, you know, there's a parliament to answer to, basically, and I don't have that full control.
So
but
Matt is out? Oh, man, I like Matt. Fuck him. Who's whining? And quit your whining, you guys. Quit being babies. Matt's all right. Fuck. Why would you ban Matt? What in the hell is he going to do? It's so horrible you got banned.
He was out of control, Milkman. He was. I got lost.
He was really liquored up. Was he that bad?
Yeah, I think he was really liquored up, and he was being very rude to a lot of people. So, yeah, he needed a timeout.
Matt, go take and dry up, bro, and then come back, man. I guess you got a little bit out of hand, brother. I'm sorry to hear that. Dry up and come back later.
I'm told he will be unbanned on Friday. I don't know, tomorrow.
No.
So it was a temporary infraction placed upon Matt Hillock.
What did he do? Was he flooding, or he was just typing mean shit?
I'm being told it's until Sunday. All right, I'm sorry, but he's banned through the weekend, guys. Jeez. I'm just saying, maybe not now because
that's kind of dramatic.
Maybe not now because he's probably still really pissed off. But maybe by tomorrow, maybe lift that, give him a shot. I'm just saying.
I don't know why would you guys fuck with Matt, man? Fucking so wild, okay? He got trouble one night, let him fucking come back, man. You guys don't be big wusses about this shit. Jeez.
I would request.
I let how many of you guys come back. Think about it. Let how many of you guys come back. So, damn, don't be pushing on everybody like that. Come on.
I would request. I would make the strong recommendation to the court that he be unbanned by tomorrow night. That's it. But it's out of my hands.
I don't know how that he's that far aligned and he needs to be banned that for that long. Yeah. If he's fucked up, maybe the night or two until he's out of fucking out of being fucked up. Come on.
I'm in the legislature.
Part of the drama kid. I don't.
Okay, moving right along. Damn it. It's out of my hands. Listen, we got more calls to do here. Let's take a look, see if Lonesome showed up yet.
It matters too.
AMD saying that he gave Nunu a master list of UK numbers that we can call. That'd be good to get right now, Nunu, if you do have that. Because I am out.
AMD?
AMD did. Yes.
AMD, why the hell would you send those things to Nunu? You should have sent them to me, bro. You got my email. I mean, if you send them to Nunu, dude, you're going to go to fucking, you might as well send them to KDK first.
Well, I pay attention to AMD more than I do you during the show. I'll be honest. I ignore all your stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're talking to me.
No, I'm telling him, don't give that shit to Nunu, because if you send it to Nunu, you might as well go ahead and send KDK first. That's my position on that one.
Right. Listen, voicemail. Be quiet. Listen to voicemail.
Yes, I'm returning your call. You had called me at 4, and I tried to answer, but for some reason the phone wasn't allowing me to pick up. So try again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, I don't know what she was doing. Which one was this?
Eastbound billing.
Oh, that's the apartment one. The apartment one that we got from Ken. Okay, good. Well, she had a stupid phone. Let's give her a call.
Okay.
Come right.
Name it on the phone, honey.
The sexy apartment chick, says Ken.
I think her battery's finally wore out, so she should answer now.
But she uses those D batteries. She's got big ass phone.
It's fucking double.
Big vibrating. It's not a vibrator. It's a vibrating dildo.
Leave a message.
I say that so fucking nasty. Sorry, Sloth. Maybe her phone is still retarded. I don't know. Let me try her again. There's that nasty connection that comes up on Skype sometimes. Trying again. Well, we'll see if I can catch her calling in, because that's not working out, motherfucker. Okay. There's Milkman's cat being abused. I'm gonna play a prank call real quick so I can regroup. And we'll get, God, fucking cat. I'm gonna go check on the cats, to be honest with you.
Aw, Dobby. Well, be nice to Dobby. He just wants to be with you.
I'm vaporizing, but I still cough.
Oh, man.
Lonesome Loser is here.
It's coughless. I just said it's carcinogenless.
Lonesome Loser is here, pendejo.
Oh, shit. Man, white ramen with white Urkel with some blue dream oil on top of that and Afku oil. Dude, wow.
Okay.
707 Sour Shatter. Put that together.
Yeah? Sour
Shatter. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Lonesome recommends we should call places and people accuse him of bullying me and say that I'm going to run to my parents in the media and going to sue them. And that's in the vein of the Miami Dolphins player who pussed out all of a sudden. He was friends with some dude on the team and the guy sent them like mean voicemails and he decided to quit.
Are these the two that were gay? The two gay football players? Or
there's no gay football players. There's no such thing. None of them are out. None of them have come out of the closet.
Okay. Dude, have you seen that video or the documentary that's showing that new type of brain like disorder that occurs specifically with football players and wrestlers?
Matt Hillock disease?
Yeah. It's related to that one. That's more on the abusive side of things, but still, you know, similar in comparison. Yeah. Okay. Maybe fully tanked up, but these guys like stay like that in that permanently in that state for a lifetime, dude. And they like die from it, man. You gotta see, dude, this video. It was like, Frontline, I think, showed it, man. It is pitiful. They showed these great guys from like the Steelers and different eras, and they showed what the guy looked like before he died, and they showed what his body looked like, how like this brain disease actually starts destroying your body after, you know, your mind and everything's gone. That's why this guy's like commit suicide. That one guy commit suicide. Where was that? Miami? Remember a couple months ago? Who was Junior somebody?
Yeah,
Sarza,
Junior.
Or what the hell was his name?
Yeah. I forgot.
He had it too. All these guys that went, did all that weird shit, all have it, man. And most of them are dead now. And it happens. The younger you start it, the worse it gets, man, because it actually fucks you up worse when you're younger than you're older. And people are starting to find out about it now, you know, because like it's not safe to send your children to play football because of the fucking brain injury, not the bodily injury. It's the actual impact of the brain smashing in the inside of the skull. It's not supposed to happen, and it does destroy the tissue over a long period of time. So
that was Junior So, I think, or C. I never knew how really had a. I know they're suing.
All jacked up and weirded out. That has a lot to do with.
I know that they're the family's suing the NFL, and then there's that one famous cat who just now had the diagnosis. God, he's one of the old school players. Well, it's, you know, he hasn't played in quite some time.
The NFL's been putting it down and trying to pretend like that, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit, and then now they can't deny it. So now what they did was they're like, say, oh, yeah, well, we'll spend a lot of money and discover more. So they bought themselves more time, you know, as people are going to die from this shit. You know, it's the same, you know. I mean, football is a great, you know, amazing sport, but coming to realize the actual dangers of it, dude, is scary, man. I mean, because now it made me think a lot about head traumas. And I know quite a few people that, you know, as I grew up with head traumas, dude, and how their behavior, you know, changed and how they were before and after head trauma, dude, it's real. It is a real thing,
I mean,
man.
Look at the dad. The dad was a star football player in high school, and he took a nasty hit right in the head, and then lightning struck him right on the field. And that's why he talks like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, now he just plays golf. You know, he just plays a lot of, you know, goofy golf.
It's Tony Dorsett, former player for the Dallas Cowboys, who rushed for more than 12,000 yards back in the day.
Yeah, there's another one, dude, off the Steelers. I forget his name right at the moment, dude. It was really an amazing show, dude. After I saw that, my jaw dropped, man. I was like, I always knew it, but I didn't realize how badly, you know, destroyed your body gets when your brain is messed up.
Well, yeah, you take nasty hits in football, man, right? You know, you take nasty hits,
dude,
right in the head. When I played high school football, I got rung up sometimes, twice. Once in a game, like, I got hit, and just the way it hit, it made the right kind of contact with, like, my head. My head snapped back, and, dude, I
had a concussion, dude, but, yeah. Dude, I mean, I've had, like, almost like a light shining, dude. That's not good. That's a hard hit.
All right, here's UK numbers that came in from AMD. This is Timor Penzance.
Who's got Penzance?
Your mom.
Penzance, that's a good tobacco, dude. It's a very acting tobacco.
Waiting for the ring. Hanging up, trying to get him.
Penzance, actually, is one of my favorites out of that tobacco.
Hey, hello. Is that Penzance?
Hello.
Penzance, Mr. Penzance, Haymore?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, buddy? You guys...
I'm going to sleep, buddy. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Can I watch you sleeping? Oh, man. I want to watch some guys sleep. So what is that, a rolling tobacco or a chewing one or what exactly, Milkman?
It's a smoking tobacco. It is, you're right, it is kind of like rolled. They can, like, layer and they use different types of tobacco. And then they slice it thin so it comes out like ribbons. And then you break it up and crumb. It's kind of like, not really moist, but it is.
Like those fajitas. You get fajitas?
It's almost like cake, but much more solid, right? But still, it's got a little light bit of moisture in it. When that moisture disappears, and it becomes, you know, harsh and shit. So when you first open that can, it's like got like a honey-like flavor to it. Oh, man, is it good tobacco.
Yeah. Anyway, they're calling it CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
That's it. See, that's it. I knew it was CET or some shit. Like, yeah, I'm not multi, dude. But now that I know what it does to people, you know, here's how I look at it, man. Any fucking body that's crazy enough to expose themselves knowingly to these types of dangers and willing physical punishment, you know, dude, they deserve to make that money. I mean, if you want to fucking be a gladiator and go out there and fucking destroy yourself and live to be basically a big baby by the time you're 50 and dead by the time you're 60 or 65, they deserve the money, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I think people should know the truth. I think people should know the truth of what these guys are putting out there, risking, and why they deserve to pay. There's going to continue to be that kind of sport. It ought to be recognized for what it is. They're gladiators, man. That's what it's come down to.
Wow, man, it's like that movie, Any Given Sunday. MG Nick, well, we're trying this one again.
I just felt so sad after I saw that movie, dude. Seriously, look at it. Frontline. Look it up. I'm sure you can find it on probably on YouTube or somewhere now and download it. Seriously, dude, watch it, man. It's a draw-dropper.
Draw-dropper, guys. Here's MG Nicoli. You dropped your draw.
That's right. Always drop your draw when you see that, man.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your...
So nothing.
Sassy.
Silver Lanes, also known as Punky's Place Karaoke Lounge. Apparently that's some kind of, what is it? Bowling alley. Bowling, Milkman, that should be an Olympic sport, if you ask me.
I love bowling. I don't give a fuck what anybody. I'm actually a pretty good bowler. I used to be in the league and check out ball and shoes and everything. But
I got two balls and a penis.
It kind of like lasts like the common man's sport, but it's actually not easy to do it well.
Silver Lanes, this is Dustin. How may I help you?
Hey, you know, if the Special Olympics has bowling, then they should totally have it for the regular Olympics.
Hold on, say that one more time.
If the Special Olympics has bowling competitions and medals, they should totally have it for the Olympics.
Okay.
Because those Reeves shouldn't just get all the glory, if you ask me.
I understand.
Okay. Do you charge less or more for bumper bowling?
It's going to cost the same amount.
I don't understand, because why you charge the same and there's no bumpers.
What's that?
Why do you charge the same and there's no bumpers? It's not fair, because it's harder to play it and you still charge the same amount. That's not right.
Oh, no?
Yeah, and I'm not using the bumpers. I don't need that. You could take that off.
Okay.
You can keep the bumpers down. Take it off and take it off my bill.
They're not on your bill.
What about shoes? I don't need that. I got shoes.
You got bowling shoes?
I have shoes.
Well, you don't have bowling shoes, then it sounds like you need bowling shoes.
I've got wrestling shoes.
That probably won't do.
They're just about the same. They're flat and all that.
That doesn't make a difference.
They don't make any marking. Non-marking sole, it says on it.
I understand, but you got to have bowling shoes.
Listen, I want to pay less for no bumper bowling. It's not right. It's not fair, because I'm not using the bumpers, and it's a harder game.
Okay, well, the bumpers are free.
No. You charge the same price for bumpers to not...
Yeah, that's because they're free.
If you deactivate
that's
the bumper...
That's because they are free.
I'm not using it. No, they're not free.
Yeah, but they are free.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
So can I just use the bumpers by themselves?
What?
Can I just use the bumpers by themselves? I can't do that, can I? So bloody well isn't free. I can't use the bumpers by themselves without the bowling alley.
Yeah, you probably couldn't use the bumpers anyways. You sound like you're older than 9 years old.
There's a law, there's a rule now about using the bumpers?
Of course.
Why?
Because there always has been.
So you're charging me for something, I'm not even allowed to use it?
I don't charge anyone for it.
You
if
charge
you can't
for the
understand
whole thing.
That concept...
No,
we won't
no.
be talking much longer.
No, you charge for the whole thing, and then you take the bumpers down. I don't even use it, and you charge me just as much. That's not fair. That's not right. And it's a harder game. Isn't it harder without the bumpers?
Depends.
Why do you charge the same if the difficulty is the same? It's not the same.
Like I said, the concept of them being free... If you can't understand that, I don't know what to do for you.
I don't need pins either. I only need like half the pins. I only play like...
Sounds like you don't need to bowl.
I just need four pins. I play four pins. In a diamond formation.
Sweet. So you'll get like a 40?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
pretty good game.
It's Spanish rules. You play with four pins, and the game is called Pelota. It's called Pelota.
Is there anything I could do for you?
I'm going to, I want only four pins and no bumpers. I don't need the bumpers. Don't need the rest of the pins. What else there? I don't need that wax stuff on there. That's on the lane itself, you know, the waxy finish that you put on there. I don't need that either. You can strip that right off because I don't need that.
Okay.
All right, we'll strip that off. I don't need you to return the ball to me. I'll walk myself each time and get the ball.
Righteous.
You can turn that machine off and the little fan for your hand. I don't need that. Okay.
Sounds like you need to go back in time, man.
You can turn that off, and then the scoreboard, I don't need that. I'll keep paper scores with paper.
Yeah, it sounds like you definitely need to go back in time.
Well, I'm just taking all the stuff off so it could be cheaper. I can get a few more games in.
That won't change anything.
Leave the TV screen off for the scores. I don't need to see that.
It might change something to you, but it's not going to change any price here.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
I'm sorry.
Fuck. What about Foo? Foo?
What about it?
Foo? You have Foo?
Yeah.
Do you have Hambu?
Do I have what?
Hambu?
I can't hear you, so...
Hambu? Oh, you can hear. Don't act. Don't start. Milkman, he's starting that thing.
I am sorry, but I can't hear you that well.
Okay. Maybe because it's so busy.
Huh?
Maybe because it's so busy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You having a good time? Because, like, I could do this all day, bro.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you can do this all day? You want to do it? You can do it for a while? Like, you're just going to sit there and wake me out?
Wake you out?
You're going to wait me out until I give up and hang up? You think I have nothing else I can do? You don't think I can do this all night?
And you don't think I can?
Okay, all right, fine, asshole. There you go. Do you have a rule about cursing? Do you have a Do you have a cursing rule?
Huh?
Do you have a cursing rule?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sounds like you don't.
Ah, totally don't. I don't know if you can listen to it, if you can take it.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't hear you. You got other ringing going on.
May I help you?
Yeah, I got the guy over here at the bowling alley.
And where?
At the bowling alley.
I don't know where he's at.
The bowling alley. The bowling alley. I want to make an order. I want to make an order.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you like to order?
Let's see. Two large pizzas with pepper.
Okay, helping?
With pepperoni.
You want butter and pepperoni there?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it. Delivery. You do delivery, right?
What's the address?
3010 Eubank Boulevard Northeast.
Hold on, okay? Give me a second.
All right.
Hello? What's the address?
It's 3010 Eubank Boulevard. It's at the bowling alley.
What's the cross street?
Eubank Boulevard, Northeast.
By where?
In Albuquerque. Albuquerque.
Well, is it Stockton or what?
Albuquerque, what state is that in? What, New Mexico?
No, sorry, they don't deliver over there.
You don't deliver to New Mexico?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that didn't work out. It's called the Angry Beaver Lounge. Are you still there, bowling man?
He's playing with his balls right now. He's got 16-pound balls.
It sounds like we're calling live from the bowling alley. Yeah.
Count your balls, all of them at once. One, two.
What?
So how many balls equal a strike?
How many balls equal a strike?
Hello?
Yeah, how many balls equal a strike over there? Hello? Hello? Just ask. She's like, how many balls equal a strike? She's asking in the back. What a dummy.
Yeah. Now, if you get two fouls equal to a strike, or is that only equal to a ball?
Five balls. I think it's five balls.
Five balls. That's a hell of a big pair. Five balls is a big ass pair, dude.
Do you have 10-pound balls? Stupid prank.
Tell them it's a little underweight, right? That's for juniors, right? You got.
Who's the comedian?
You got a head the size. Yeah, you got a head the size of like a grapefruit, so you need like a 10-pound ball.
Who's the comedian that originated that one? Was it Andy Kaufman? The, you know, oh, I prank called a bowling alley and asked if that 10-pound balls, and then I said, well, how do you get pants for that? I want to say it was Andy Kaufman. I want to say it was Andy Kaufman. I don't think it's that old.
I can remember. I don't know who said that, but that's what I was saying earlier about 16-pound balls. That's the old joke. Well, it was Andy Kaufman, because Andy was fucking, he was bright. I love him. And
yeah, but when did Andy Kaufman die? In the 70s still, right? Or the 80s? 80s, because Saturday Night Live was a few years in.
Yeah, that was his undoing there. It's pretty good when he was on Taxi, though. Vodka.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Ibi dibi dibi dabba dibi da. He always had his ibi dibi language.
Now we got two people. I think they just left us on hold, too.
Cool. Let's see how many more can join the
party.
We got a party
line
going.
We got
bowling
a party
line
going. Let's keep going. The bowling alley's definitely connected.
Fucking enchilada shop over there, man. So we got enchiladas to deliver over to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Yeah, what else?
Here's a pressure washer for sale. Let's call them.
Yeah. Call Nautica and ask her if she wants to help us sell a pressure washer. There you go.
I'm going to put it in my asshole.
Under pressure, dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun.
Don't call me.
No, do you have a power pressure washer, right? I wanted to put it.
You got my number, and there is 1117.
I'm going to put it in my asshole and turn it on.
High colonics, baby. High colonics, 1117, man. It's late. It's time for it. It's past time for your colonic, honey. About 17 minutes ago.
Sure. One of these guys hung up on me already.
That can't be the bowling masturbator because I ain't heard one pin yet. He
no,
must
the bowling's
be asleep.
Still on. Bowling's still on. Hey, buddy. Hey, bowling guy.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, we're calling from the fucking bowling alley. I just wanted you to come down and play some bowling with us. It'd be nice. Take our bowling guy still here. Bowling guy, what are you doing?
Bowlinganza. That's the one with the 5 number there.
Hey, but he keeps like clicking the phone. Why are you clicking the phone? I haven't gone anywhere. I told you I was going to stay on. Stupid. There he is.
He must be a fucking sleepy because I ain't heard one bowling pin yet, man.
I think he transferred us to like an office or something. Looking for a daily ride here to work.
We'll call back in on the other line and see if he picks up, because I bet you it will. If it's transferred over, you could still ring in, right?
He hung up. I win. I told you that I'd outsit him.
That little punk. He's a little pussy. That's what happens when you mess around with Madhouse. You get shown.
Hello?
You pick back up. Hi there.
You did. Why'd you hang up on me? I told you I'd
People
win.
That play with their balls.
She hung up.
Okay.
It was a woman and she hung up. She was listening and she hung up.
People play balls are gay, man. That's what we was telling her. That was a lesson for the moment.
Here's someone looking for an aluminum camper top for a Toyota truck machine. All right.
Mm. It's a conversion from a 94 Stratus.
Yeah, you're looking for an aluminum camper top machine?
No, he's not here tonight. He'll call back tomorrow.
What'd you say?
He's not here. He'll call back tomorrow.
Where's he at? Work? Is he taking a shit in the toilet? He's sleeping, Milk Ben. She lied because he was sleeping. Oh. Yeah. That's what it was. I bet
she's a freaking lion for that penostrial tube.
Christmas shop at our multifamily yard sale. I don't know if this is the same people posting again from before.
Tubular.
The first call, the lady who asked if she rides, you know.
Yeah, she rides a broomstick, man.
Oh, that's a different number. We're good.
Oh, man, that's... percentile.
Yeah, you have a yard sale tomorrow? Hello?
Yeah.
Do you have any appliances?
No.
What do you have there, boy?
Bunch of clothes.
Yeah? Okay. No, any electronics?
Nope.
That's pretty stupid then. It sounds like shit.
Yeah, sound like you'd suck a dick.
Your mother would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go.
Choking on one right now.
I'll go down
I think
there.
He's offering.
I'll go down the street and suck my dick tomorrow. You got it. You got it, man.
Come on. Come on by here. I like
he's
it.
He's willing to learn.
Okay, I got a 12-incher.
Oh, fuck. That's a little motherfucker. I can take 24, you stupid bastard.
Right in your ass.
Stay out of here.
Right in your
you
ass.
You ain't black either.
Well, you got a deep ass.
Right in your asshole.
You ain't black either.
I didn't say
you're
I was
a deep
black.
Ass.
I didn't say I was black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't
yeah.
say I didn't say it was a black. I didn't say that. Where'd you get that from?
We got big 16-pound balls.
A 12-incher means I'm black. I'm Italian.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sounded Hawaiian. Head me fool.
Oh, that's Milkman. He's Hawaiian.
Ew, that is Melungeon, I'm not sure.
He's Mulatto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's a shame.
Do you have any roosters for sale?
Hi.
Any roosters? All right, he's doing it too. He's just going to hang out and listen, I guess.
All right. I love these party guys, man. Let's get some more going.
He's playing the TV. Mary hung up finally.
Under pressure. Oh, what a mess. We're just getting the party started, man.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Try him again. Lots of yard sales, huh? Yard sale season. Get some extra cash for Christmas. Yeah, Christmas time. You get to buy shit for everyone.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Let's call Wesley, who's looking for a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment to rent.
Wesley yeah. Pipes?
Yep, Wesley Pipes.
Yeah. Wesley Pipes, don't you?
Yeah. The dog named Killer.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton was the one, yeah. And what was the hookah that they couldn't use?
Hello?
Hey, buddy. How are you, Big Wesley? You're looking for a bedroom, 2 bedroom place?
No, I done found me a place.
You done found it?
Yes, I done got one. I found the lease on it tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't signed it yet. Maybe my place is nicer. How much you going to pay rent, buddy?
I'm going to pay $350.
$280, everything included, including HBO and full cable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is this at?
It's in Rogersville, on Church.
Where?
On Church Street.
Wendy, where's Church Street?
I'll get you the address, honey, baby. Listen, I mean, there's cameras and everything. It's very secure. There's cameras in every room.
There's cameras in every room.
Yeah, and then what we do is we pay you $60 out of every $100 for the sessions, the shows. You do shows on the video camera, and you get paid 60%.
Okay, no, I'm not into that. I'm good.
You can show your penis.
I found me a place. Thank you, though.
But this one, you get
you
paid.
Have a nice night.
You get paid for being there, and you just have to pay $280.
You can show your vagina.
That's funny. He sounded like Clay Aiken. I thought he'd be into that. He sounded like a gay Southern kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. There probably was Clay Aiken. That's funny. He just calls himself.
Before that, we had Tuck on the line. Now we got Clay Aiken, dude. We're getting
wow.
You know, hell of a show tonight.
Big show. Tucker Mike from TuckerMike.com and Clay Aiken from American Idol. And a dad
that's
also
right.
Adopted a baby machine. No, or he had a baby machine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for new or used
pull up a Pete,
canning
baby.
Jars. New or used canning jars, motherfucker. Let's call them, okay? Canning jar.
Hell yeah.
Mason jars, I think that is. I love drinking Coke out of a mason jar with a lot of ice.
Dude, yeah, like put a little bit of ice and some moonshine in, baby, and then you're cooking.
Or some Mountain Dew out of a mason jar with like ton of ice.
That's real Mountain Dew there. Doo-doo, Mountain Dew.
Doo-doo.
Mm, that's good shit, man. Oh. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Poor gay Wesley doesn't want to do little cam shows from the madhouse. In the madhouse.
Fucking Billy Bong Thornton, then, man, if we can't get Wesley Pipes.
In the the madhouse cam house. In the voyeur house. Oh.
You've reached a voicemail.
Motherfuck your voicemail. Fountain Coke, Sloth, you're right. You know what also tastes good is caffeine-free diet and fountain. I don't know why. It just tastes so much better than a regular one. I think caffeine-free soda versions, like caffeine-free Coke, you know, Coca-Cola, taste way better than the caffeinated one. Because if you ever taste caffeine, I don't know if...
I like Coke Zero.
Have you ever tasted pure caffeine? It tastes like aspirin.
Bitter as fuck. It's bitter as fuck.
It's bitter, yeah. It tastes like shit.
Very bitter.
Yeah, the caffeine-free versions of regular soda even taste way better. In my opinion, that's what I... And the diet ones, same thing. You can make a diet soda.
Well, that's why they
better.
Put the phosphoric acid in there, right? To offset the bitterness, right? That's why it's kind of got like that tart, like acidy flavoring to it, because you want to offset all that bitterness that you get from the caffeine, man. Caffeine is fucking gnarly bitter, man. Eat you a no-dose one time. Just stick it in your mouth and see what it tastes like, and you're, wow!
Yeah.
That's caffeine.
You get caffeine pills.
Crystallized.
Yeah, the caffeine pills. You break one of those open and taste it. It tastes like
crystallized
shit.
Crystallized caffeine. Yeah, they press it into a tablet. And they grind it up, and that's what you got. It fucking is nasty. No dose, Vivarin, all them things, all the same shit. It's fucking horrible. All
right.
You know, and if you are in a caffeine fix or whatever, you know, and the only thing you got is like one of these like company drug stores, you know, on the wall, dude, go in there and find the nearest approximation of Excedrin. Anything that's got Excedrin, like it normally mimics Excedrin, has a dose of caffeine in it, probably acetaminophen and maybe aspirin, but at least 25 milligram of caffeine in one fucking tablet.
Yeah, because they put the caffeine in it because it helps it work faster. It gets to the brain faster.
I told me they said, yeah, man, young man. He said, well, he said, you ever get tired? You know, he said, go over there in that medicine cabinet there and get you a couple of those. You know, and he told me, and I went, look, 25 milligrams. Fucking A, man, you didn't have to drink coffee. You eat a couple of Excedrins.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem with that. I've done that before. BC powder, I think, is the best thing for a headache is BC powder, the little envelopes that have the... It's basically crushed up aspirin with caffeine, and it not only does it wake you up, but it takes a headache really fast, gets rid of it really fast, because it's powder form, it's not a pill.
Caffeine actually is used a lot. It's why I find it, especially like an aspirin. Most people have caffeine addiction, and as soon as you don't get it, you get headaches.
I was withdrawing
from caffeine.
I've broken a caffeine addiction twice now. Mrs. Mahola?
Nahona Spalding at your service.
Okay, and you're in Kalako. What?
Kalakaua.
All right. And
a Hyatt Hotel.
Oh,
Hyatt Regency.
Shut up. Very nice. Very nice. Do you have four women? How many hands can I get?
For tonight or for tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
What do you have available?
Total four people?
No. Well, just me, and then I want one woman to give me a massage with one hand. Are you peeing?
Wait. You want a female?
Uh-huh.
I have the 11 o'clock.
Okay. And how many hands does she have?
Sorry, say again.
Hands. Hands?
Oh, okay. So, you only want to do hands massage or do body massage?
Body massage, but well, how many hands does she use? One or two?
Two.
Peter.
Can I pay less just for one hand?
Let me double check. We see anybody do one hand. Hold on 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Go solo. Ooh, the music. Nice.
This is going way over.
They got the whole atmosphere on.
It's going way over her head.
This place rocks. Let's find this place, man. Let's go there, man.
She has no idea what I mean. And she's going around asking, how many hats? You have one hat? Oh, shit. She's very innocent.
Listen to the music. Very nice. Oh, yeah, man. Hand job, man. One orgasm. You know, there you go.
For a nice hotel, their phone system sucks.
Hi.
It sucks.
Thank you for waiting.
I hate your telephone.
Hello?
I hate your telephone. I hate it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what was going on, honey? What'd you find out, honey, baby?
Most the massage is only one person and then do by two hands.
Okay, I just want one hand. I don't need the other one.
One hand, I think they don't do. One hand mean that mean only one hand for massage you?
Yeah.
We don't. Yeah, they most do like no me massages by two hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely too small for that. Yeah, I'm not that big of a guy, so I just need one hand.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. So I have to do you charge me less then?
Yeah, we're still charging the, like, we have 50-minute massage.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Very nice, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for asking the people. Okay. About one hand massage also.
Oh, I see.
I don't need any oil either. I can provide my own oil.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I use my own oil, motherfucking shit, asshole. Fuck, shit, you know? Hello?
Hi, okay,
asshole. You know? You know what asshole is?
Sorry, I have to go, so...
God damn
it. Yeah, we do by my two hands, so...
God damn you. God damn it. Fucking fuck. Shit. Fuck, shit, fuck. Fucking shit. She hung up.
Oh, Marley, she lost her.
Hey, is this the stupid Chinese people food?
Hello?
Is this stupid asshole Chinese people food?
Hello?
Is this Chinese food?
This is a Chinese restaurant. May I help you?
I make a order.
Okay.
All right, one foo.
What's that?
One foo. One foo hambu.
Oh, I think you had the wrong number. Yeah, we don't sell that.
Number four? Number four. Oh, fucking milkman. All right, that's Dialer with... masturbation call number 12, it says. Very good. Yeah, that was called I Want a Kiss. I Need a Kiss. Give Me a Kiss is the name of that motherfucker. Hey, milkman. Did we lose milkman? Okay. Moving right along with some more show. Indian food time. Time for some banchad.
Oh, shit, I'm getting hungry.
That crazy call that we do all the time. Well, we call and say, Ben John, ha ha.
Gandu, motherfucker, Gandu. I like that pelota. That was funny.
Pelota.
Yeah, that was my laugh. Pelota.
Yeah.
How's long can I help you?
It's time to make an order.
What do you want?
One chicken tandoori.
Okay.
One order poppadoms.
Okay.
One garlic naan.
Okay.
One banchod.
What is?
One banchod.
What is that?
Banchod. Or marachod.
Really naan. No, no, I don't know what is that.
Marachod. Marachod.
No.
You have sister?
No.
You bring your sister to me. Banchod, you know? So I can shoot her. You know, churi churi?
No, I don't know.
Durhala halla. Are you?
Do you want to order or no?
Durhala halla.
Gandu.
All right, Gandu, Ulu. Banchod, come on, man. Banchod, Banchod. Banchod? You know Banchod?
What you say? I don't know. I know. I understand what you say.
Are you? Yeah, do you have Banchod?
Lamb Cham.
Banchod.
No, Lamb Cham.
Banchod.
Lamb Cham, I have.
Papadam?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
So you can come in here and you got your order because I have almost 60 minutes close.
10 o'clock is close.
9 o'clock.
Okay, coming.
You can come in here and I give you yours.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. They settle it amongst themselves. Very nice. I just sat back and let him go. All right. Milkman, here's the Darshana.
Nice of them. Yeah, nice of them to get that squared away, man. I'm glad you could help them out there.
No, we're going to do
another community service performed by the Madhouse right here.
We're calling the Aroma Indian Cuisine. Aroma. The Aroma. Okay.
The Turkish Aroma Indian Cuisine.
Come right up here. Come on, phone. Now it's busy. Well, that's not working. Apparently they're busy.
Hello.
Yeah, I want to make an order.
Yes.
All right, one chicken tandoori.
What's your phone number, sir?
You don't have the caller ID there. It's a new phone. I have to find it written down somewhere.
Okay. Go ahead, order.
One chicken tandoori.
Mild, medium, spicy.
Spicy.
Next.
One tandoori Raj.
What's it?
One tandoori Raj.
No, I have a tandoori Raj.
Okay.
Tandoori, no, tandoori chicken, chicken tikka kebab, sea kebab, lamb body kebab, shrimp, fish, what
do
you like?
Shut up. Do you have papadums?
Yeah.
One papadums.
Uh-huh.
One banchod.
What did you say?
Banchod.
You look my menu?
Yeah, I look at, there's a big banchod here, and it's a picture of you, a banchod.
I don't know, sir.
You know what banchod is?
What did you say?
It's, banchod is a man that fucks his sister.
No, I have my menu this time.
You don't know the man that fucks his sister? Huh? Do you kiss your sister? Hello? Do you kiss your sister, please? Ugh.
Right. No have menu. No have menu.
No have menu. No menu here.
No have menu.
No food.
No have menu.
No food, no menu here. Okay.
Menu.
He's saying he doesn't have it on the menu, Milkman. But he's
so stupid.
He's so stupid. Here, I'll do a prank call to a resident.
Kind of play stupid there. Fucking no app menu.
Bullshit.
Shit.
He has two menus. I'll eat a cracker during this call. Hello?
Hello?
All right, Jack.
How's it going? Hello?
Who is this?
It's Eddie. No, Jack.
Eric?
Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay, then give us a number.
That's actually Darshana.
Wait, who?
Darshana.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Darshana. Oh.
Who is this?
This is Jack Masterson. I want to speak to Darshana.
Yeah, about?
Mm-hmm. It's private matter.
About what?
Private matter.
I'm sorry, what?
Private business matter.
Business matter?
This
oh,
is a,
okay. I think you have the wrong number.
This is an attempt. This is an attempt to collect a debt.
To collect a bet?
A debt.
A debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm required to let you know that this call is recorded and monitored for your convenience. I need to speak with Ms. Darshana Prak Awesome. Okay. An attempt to collect a debt. They do not understand. Oh, man. What is dog in Hindi? I don't know. I don't know who this is, Darshana Prak Awesome.
That was a good cracker call, Jack.
Oh.
Almost Jack died. Crackerson.
Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. I really think you have the wrong number.
No, I need to speak to Darshana. Is Darshana there, please? What's the, are you? I'm going to put you down that you're not paying this your debt.
Okay, what is this debt?
It's going to go into collections. It's over a horse that you rented. Mm. Hello? 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 Okay. Gone. She left. Out of here. On her ass. Calling someone else.
She's... Darshana's gone? Yep, Darshana's a Ghana.
I'm waiting on the call here to connect. Skype is real... Skype is having some trouble connecting.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This is some kind of Indian-themed hotel, I'm told. But I'm not getting through. All right, let me try this instead. Bam.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4045135.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see. I am out of numbers for the time being. Oh, shit, man. Let me check request a prank. MSG3 Clay drops a shout-out to Milkman from the IRC chat room, hoping you can stop by sometime.
Oh, my brother Clay. All right, Clay, man. Good to hear you.
Someone requested a call to a Best Buy. They're probably closed by now, so I will pass.
Colonel Clay, at your services, buddy. It's a good man right there.
Here's a number from Lonesome, the Kathmandu Kitchen. Hot off the fucking conveyor line this came. Oops, I copied it wrong. What an asshole. That ain't gonna work. All right. Oh, are you Indian?
No.
Can I speak to an Indian?
Did you want to order food, or what was it regarding?
I have a business with an Indian person there.
You know, unless you can tell me what your business is regarding, I'm really not going to be able to pass this
it's,
phone
it's
along.
It's a private business matter.
Well, you know, I just can't pass the phone along without information.
All right, I'll make an order.
We get a lot of people soliciting us.
You get a lot of people what?
Soliciting, trying right. to sell things to
our business owners. I'll make an order.
Okay.
One chicken tandoori.
All right, is this for pickup or for delivery?
For pickup.
Okay, can I get your phone number, area code first?
I'm not sure what number comes up from here, my office. It should come up in the caller ID.
Well, the caller ID is no longer displayed on my phone, and
okay.
so I can't
I got it,
see
I got it.
It,
I got it here, I got it, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, did you get it?
No, you weren't talking to me. Oh. You were speaking to somebody else, and I couldn't hear you at all. I'd love to see you. Hello?
She refuses to listen to me.
I think you're going to send Eddie or somebody back in there and go heavy hitting. That was pretty nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
Kathmandu Kitchen?
I want to give you my phone number.
Okay. Huh? 9.
Yep.
347. Okay.
Okay, and I want to make an order.
Okay.
All right.
So, you can pick up delivery.
Pick up.
Okay. What do you like order?
One chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
One chicken tandoori.
Mild, medium.
Spicy.
Mild, medium, hot.
Spicy.
Okay.
Hot. One tandoori chicken. Medium.
Tandoori chicken.
Medium.
Okay.
Medium.
Okay.
One papadoms.
One papadoms, okay.
One garlic naan.
Okay.
And one banchud.
One garlic naan, okay.
One banchud.
Say again?
One banchud.
I don't understand. What is this?
Once, you know, so you have sister. You bring your sister and you kiss her. Banchud.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, don't you call like a bad word here.
Oh, okay, one banchud. One moderate chud then.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
One pussy.
Okay, thank you.
One asshole. Okay, okay. He's a peaceful Indian. He must be vegetarian.
Hello?
Yeah. What happened? You said don't call or call again?
Hey, don't you like this bad word, buddy?
Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, then no ban. Okay, don't forget that. What did you get? What order? What part?
I know, maybe your order.
Come on, please.
Okay.
It's for my family, please. My family. My family, guys. We'll connect Baz here. Let's do Baz. Baz calling in like a bitch, motherfucker. Baz. And, I'm trying to contact Ashoka, the great cuisine of India. Hi, Baz.
Hey.
Hey.
Pancho.
Hey, Ken. Stupid.
Hello?
Hey, I want to make order.
Hey, no, I know, make your order. Sorry, buddy.
I'm somebody else.
No, I know, make your food, please.
Come on.
Okay.
I pay double.
I ask you, please, buddy. Call somewhere. I know, make your food.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Good night.
Asshole. All right, I called the same guy again on accident. Well, that was funny.
Fuck you, like, bitch, motherfucker.
He's like just offended.
Yeah, can I make an order?
Okay.
Good evening, Ashoka Guide.
Yes, I'd like to place an order, please, for pickup.
Okay, sir. What is your name, please?
Yeah, my name is David Snoswell.
David.
Yes. Last name Snoswell.
Okay, and your telephone number, please?
Yes, my telephone number is 8534-2828. Yes.
After? Okay, sir. What do you like to have?
Yeah, I would like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Okay. Like a mild and spicy?
Very spicy. I want it to...
Very spicy.
Burn
Hello?
My asshole tomorrow when I take a shit in the toilet. And yes, and I would like one order of papadoms.
Okay.
And then I would like one order of tandoori kuta.
Tandoori?
Yeah, tandoori kuta. Do you
Hello?
Sell that? Tandoori chicken. Do you have tandoori chicken?
You like one chicken tikka masala?
Yes.
One
papadom? Yes. And one order of banchod. Did he get that? I guess he got it.
I guess so. Kuta's dog, I understand. That's the word on the street.
Yeah.
That's a big word, the big new one that you just learned.
Yeah, Banchod in the chat room taught me that.
Is Banchod a real Indian?
It sounds like it.
It's funny, he goes in there with Bancho. Hey, boy, how are you? I'd like to make an order.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay, one tandoori chicken.
One tandoori chicken?
Uh-huh. Spicy?
You want full or?
Spicy.
Yeah, you want full tandoori chicken or half?
Full, what do you mean?
Full is gonna be the 8 pieces and half is gonna be 4 pieces.
It's how many penises?
For the full order, it's gonna be 8 pieces.
How many?
And half order.
How many spaces?
How many?
Spaces.
8 pieces.
Spaces. 8?
Okay, just a second.
Alright, fine. The full one, stupid. Full? Full? He said, you heard him. He said, my word, I don't want to talk to him.
And I thought he did say how many penises.
Yeah, this is not kind of like penises, so that's why I went with that. It was just right for the fucking picking. Here's a different Indian place.
You're a prank call professional.
Yeah. Ken, do you not like doing pranks to Indian? You just like talking to women, I think. That's all Ken likes.
Most of the time when I start talking to Indians, I start blanking on the fucking food. So then I sound like an idiot.
Oh, because you're white trash. Okay. No. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want some naan bread. Then I'm like,
I don't know. I don't eat that shit.
White trash, motherfucker.
Hello?
Yeah, make an order, please.
To go?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like?
One chicken tikka masala.
That's all you want?
One banchud.
Which one?
Banchud.
I don't know. We don't have that.
Do you have a sister that you'll kiss for me? I can watch you kiss. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Do you have washing machine? Do you ever ride it?
No.
No? You don't like that? Okay, whatever. Stupid. Sizzling tandoori instead. Baz, you do another one, because I'm fucking...
Alright.
I was thinking about ducking out a little earlier, because I'm not 100% yet. I'm getting there. But, you know.
Yeah, take it slow.
It kind of sore sitting in this chair for too long. And Skype's still taking a long time to connect. Come on. There we are. No answer there. Here's a random UK number. This is for a last name Rada. I think you would like that. Baz can't be a night without you getting a shot at that. So
Rada?
Rada, that's all we got. Well, what's the first initial? I think I have a first initial. S. S Rada. Okay. R-O-D-D-A. Here you go.
Yay.
This is from AMD. Invalid phone number. Great. Yay.
Fuck.
Damn. Did I miss a digit? Looking at it. 37. Nope. Okay. Well, here's Cadman. Cadman. All right.
Cadman.
HK Cadman. Yep. Yeah. Maybe this one will work. Copy. Come in here. And paste and go. Pow. Hoping we'd be able to wake him up, but that didn't work. Here's E.E. Gilbert.
E.D. Gilbert.
Double E.
Okay. E.E. Gilbert.
Yep. Gilbert.
Do you know that yes in Tagalog is O-O?
O-O. I did not know
that. That's spelled O-O.
If I had an Asian kid like Milkman, I would name him Oh Shit. Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Baudilly instead. Baudilly. E.M. Baudilly. Hello?
Baudilly.
Yeah, these are all AMD's numbers. I think you got them from work. And I am trying to get at least one here to answer before I call it a night. So I want to make sure I pay attention to those. All right. And that was invalid. Yeah, they don't all work, so I don't know what's up with AMD's numbers. Here's a few from Lonesome, and those are all formatted up correctly, so they should be easier for me here. Here is Baker, Michael Baker.
Yeah, he sounds like a wanker. Yeah, there's more digits on these numbers.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. How are you today, my good sir? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. You know what time it is,
yeah? I do not know what time it is. Can you tell me?
Yeah. What time is it here?
What time is it there? I reckon it's probably about 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm calling from the Royal Service, and I'm calling to tell you that I will be there in about 1 hour to inspect your house. It's a mandatory inspection, so I expect you to clean up any rubbish that you have gathered about your porch. No, don't say that to me. Don't hang up. I'm going to give you some instructions.
Don't do it. No. Man, I'm trying to bring him back.
I might have to kick it up to my supervisor.
He may answer it. He may answer it.
You sound a little cranky.
Yeah, answer the phone, asshole.
If it even rings. Come on,
motherfucker. I'm glad you caught that, Carlito. When we called the Asiatic, and as soon as they answered, I said, "You mulatto motherfucker," and they started going off. I've been waiting for your call.
Yeah, I've been waiting. Oh, man, I've been waiting for your call. Oh, man. I re-listened to that the next day. I had to. Because it's right at the end of that episode, so it's really easy to find. It's on Tabachi's site.
Matt was trying to fucking yell at him. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Everybody got it on them. And him and their crazy theories. You know what I mean? They got some wackanutty theories.
I kept trying to bait him with that King Solomon as a faggot line, but they just wouldn't take it.
Hey, you guys got to share his cell phone number that he gave you with me, so I can call that later on.
You know what? I didn't even write it the fuck down, which I should have.
It didn't get bleeped out on the copy that's running out there, which is probably a bad idea, just saying. But I'll take a listen to it again.
You might still be able to find it on your Skype chat. No, he gave you the number, okay.
Yeah.
I see. So they resurfaced, huh?
Yeah.
The Asian and the Asiatics?
Yeah, last Friday's show.
Listen to the last hour of last Friday. It's really easy to get to. Literally open it up and get to, 1 hour, 60 minutes remaining, and listen from there. You're good. You're golden.
Yeah.
That must have been after I left the conference.
Yeah, you left, and I didn't know if they were going to answer. Carlito said they wouldn't, and as soon as he answered, I just yelled, I'm like, you mulatto motherfucker. And he started going, I've been waiting for your call, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, Michael Bullen. There we go. Oh, it was great. The other guy got on.
After all that time, I'm like, you've been sitting there waiting on us to call you?
Yeah. He's got my number. It comes up in the ID. I don't know why he's never called me back. And I've tried to call him, and it was a white girl who would pick up and say, no, you can't talk to him. Which is funny because he talks all the shit about white people.
The person you have called is
I'm pretty sure he's got a white baby mama or something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
At least he's trying to move up in the world.
She sure sounded white. If she's black, she's a really white black girl. You know what I mean? Like very, okay, I'm not going to say something. I'm not going to be ignorant. I was about to make a Joe Biden mistake there when Joe Biden said that Barack seemed very, cultured. For a black man, he said, when they were still in the primaries and he was still running against Joe Biden. Said that.
Hey, Carlito, do you remember when I put that picture in the chat of the black dude with the horse?
Black dude.
He was naked and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So on Friday's show, Ice Goose and Shit's in the Skype chat, so I changed my picture. I take that picture and just zoom it all the way in, so it only shows, like, the black guy's dick and the horse's dick. And Ice Goose is like, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck's going on? Changing it to stupid shit like that. And he's like, this is fucking bullshit. Every time I look at Skype, it's something else.
Yeah, that's off the set of Cream Street 2, man. Shit. Oh, man.
That's when we chained the guy up, the tiger was chained up.
You wanted to take pictures of him by the fucking tiger and shit.
By the lion chained up, chained up to a tree right outside on the African savanna, right outside of where he was. You know, like
basically, you'd draw a circle on the floor or on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you got to be kidding me.
He's like, you got to, this has got to be crazy. He enjoyed that. That was long as hell, too.
Well, actually, your first movie, Ken, was Past the Chicken, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. That was weird. It went, that call in specific, though.
I never isolated that call out because it's like 45 damn minutes long.
Yeah. There's a few that are pretty long that Madhouse has had. And I don't like to, I don't like to usually post them because it's, I don't know who really wants to listen to like a 40-minute call, 45-minute, but they're usually really good ones.
I think besides the survey calls I did, I did the one Upper Decker one with the pizza guy, and that was like 11 minutes long, and I told him somebody snuck in his house and shit in the fucking tank of his toilet and made him go check it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Michael Chappell.
Yeah.
How are you? Good evening. We need you to take a look at your toilet water. I'm calling from United Water, motherfuckers. Wanted to see if you could take a look at the toilet water, see if it's flushing brown or if it's clear.
Where are you from?
From United Water, motherfuckers. We're the water company.
United Water.
United Water, motherfuckers.
Do you know what time it is?
Not in England. I'm in our call center in the United States.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I probably should have checked time zones. But yeah, we're having a problem with the water system there, and we wanted to see if you could check to see when you flush a toilet, if it's coming through clear or brown.
That would be to do with Thames water. It's nothing to do with you.
No,
what the fuck are you phoning me for?
We monitor and administer this water computer service machine.
You're making it up as you go along.
No, water computer service machine, it's called. Version 12, we're under contract with them.
Behave yourself.
Can you just please flush the toilet and tell me if it's clear or not?
Of course it'll be clear.
We'll flush it just to make sure, because we have some people reporting brown water coming through. We're trying to see how far spread out it is.
It's just a wind-up.
No, I'm really sorry to bother you, sir, and I'm really sorry. I thought it was later in the morning over there. I'm very sorry. But while I have you up, please, if you can help me, I just have to call 5 of our customers to get a general idea so I can put it in our outage incident report. We're concerned because the water's very dirty.
No, it's clear.
Okay. Is the temperature cold or hot?
Fuck off. I'm not putting my finger in there.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. fuck off.
Fuck off.
I got him to flush it, though. That's always a win. In my book, I'm scratching that off as a win. Michael Day. Michael Day. Baz, dude.
Michael goddamn Day.
Michael goddamn fuck. Jesus made this fucking day.
Baz is gone. I'll try one, I guess.
All right.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
Yeah. Try it again. Not getting a hit over there. And we did lose Baz. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
His wife probably slapped the shit out of him.
He probably said something she did not like. John Barker.
Hello?
Hey, good evening. Is that John?
Good evening.
Is this John Barker?
No.
Is John Barker available?
No, he's calling.
Is this for Chittern VW?
No. Who's calling? Are you calling?
I'm calling from United Water, motherfuckers. I am calling because we have a report of a problem.
Oh, I know. Yes, stupid call. Bye-bye.
No. It's good. Hang on. It's good. Stupid call. Bye-bye. She's got a point. Ken, I'm done. I'm leaving. Bye, Ken.
Okay. See you.
Bye, ass. All right, Milkman. Come back, Milkman. Milkman. I want to go home. I want to go to bed. So if you could come back, Milkman, take us out of here. You still listening?
Shit, fuck hole. Shit, fuck hole.
Go away. I knew he always does that. He comes back without permission. Ken does. Well, Milkman. I'm not getting an answer from Milkman. He must have fallen asleep. He must have fallen into his campfire. and fallen asleep and gotten burned to death. That would be awesome. Okay.
That sounds terrible, man.
There you are. All right. Take us out of here. Look, man.
All right, man. Well, there you go, folks. Another crazy installment, right?
You fell on the campfire.
Dude, like, if you see smoke, put it out.
Yeah. You got to roll. Stop, drop, and roll.
That's right, baby. That's right. And vape. Remember, man. Don't smoke. Vape.
That's right. That wouldn't happen.
Except if you're vaping, come join me, man, because if you see me, you're welcome.
All right. Okay, Milkman. So who are we thanking?
I'd like to thank all you crazy motherfuckers. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. We had a nice room full. And for the lonesome loser, it's held high for our brother, the lonesome loser, for showing up tonight. Man, brother, thanks always for getting their back, man. Thank all our friends over there at the Madhouse. That's right. My buddy Colonel Clay out there for doing a fine job as always. I don't even got to check in. The man's doing a good job. Thank you so much. Also, all our friends over there, Crazy Ass Nunu, our member from Wankershire, England, one of our favorites there. Also, yeah, is always causing trouble, and all you other crazy knuckleheads over there bother to show up. We love you. Thanks a lot. All our guests stopped in tonight. Crazy callers. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All our good calls we had from the numbers hotline. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank you especially. That's right. Our listeners. We do this every night, every week. Thursday night, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We ask that you just give us the time. Bring a friend. Better yet, we got the dime. And enemies are welcome as well. Please. Stop in and see us every week. Also, like to thank you. That's right, our airman and our fearless leader of the Madhouse. What we do without you, my brother. So much love for you, my brother. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Save lives one call at a time, my brother. Of you, big man.
Wow. Thanks, man. All right, so we're out of here. Thanks, everyone. Milkman, thanks, including Lonesome Loser. And all the people we prank called tonight. Be sure to stay tuned into Madhouse Radio throughout the weekend. Tomorrow, I'm sure Jayad will have
Maxie.
A show. Yeah. I'm sure tomorrow Jayad will have a show. There'll be a show there with a normal cadre of our friends starting around 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, I'm sure there will be a show as well as Sunday. Saturday, maybe Brad, you know, maybe a little bit of Aaron, some of the other guys. I redesigned the main homepage for Madhouse Radio, try to make it more of a network instead of a show. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Okay, I'm out of here. Take it easy, and we'll catch you next week, motherfucker.